Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, ang podcast na madalas pagkain, minsan cheesy line. Gaya ng, give me a chance to show my love for you. I'm your host, Kevin from Scale Up Solutions.
I am Abel Maningas from 10 and 11 Design. Kev, nakakaasar yun.
Sabi sa'yo eh. Dapat, yun nga eh. Gusto ko makapture yung organic mo na reaction eh. Kaya hindi ko sinabi sa'yo beforehand. Yeah, so, nabawasan ka agad tayo ng ano? Ng listeners? Dahil doon?
From 7 naging 5 na lang.
Naging 5 na lang. O 4.
In behalf of Kevin. Us,
thank you.
Sorry. Sorry na lang ako.
So kung nandito pa kayo, true fan talaga. Amidst the cheesiness, yung mga nakakaasar, you're still here.
95 true fans na lang. Okay. Kumusta ka naman, Kev, bukod sa nagiging corny ka?
Yan ang nagagawa ng ano, ng fear na baka mag-ECQ daw tayo ulit. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, na
may chance daw mag-ECQ kasi cases are spiking. So, at least at the time of recording, cases are spiking again. So, yeah, people, pakabait ulit tayo sa bahay, I think. Kabel, how's your past 2 weeks?
Well, okay naman. Same old, I would say. Work. Although, yeah, I've been going to the office since naman January. Pero I still haven't been really going out. Medyo, honestly, yun nga, medyo nakaka-paranoid ulit. Definitely hearing the news that cases are spiking. I think I've noticed na rin even before there have been many, like, before the news or even advisories na parang people are becoming very complacent na, diba? So, people are hanging out together. Yep. Although, I personally don't know anyone na big groups naman. Pero, pretty public events, maybe. So, ano lang, nakakatakot lang yan. So, yun naman, medyo naisip ko nga ulit yung ECQ. So, hopefully, we don't go into it kasi maybe the economy won't be able to handle it, diba?
So, yeah. Although, on the more brighter side, right, the first batches of vaccines are coming in and our frontline healthcare workers are getting inoculated. Some of the more at-risk population here in the Philippines are getting vaccinated. So, at least there's a silver lining to it, but hopefully it doesn't reach ECQ again. Kasi, yeah, as you said, I don't know if the economy can take another hit. Lalo na, they have been pushing to reopen the economy, right? With mixed reactions from the Filipinos. So, yeah, let's see. Pakabait na lang tayo sa bahay. Kaya, ayun. It got to me. Kaya ganun yung ano natin, yung show my opener natin.
Gusto ko may dahilan ka.
Oo. Meron. May ano tayo, may alibi tayo.
Yun naman. Pero, ano lang. I think it's good nga definitely as you said na meron ng ano, meron ng vaccines and I think malapit na tayo sa end of the line at least or we can siguro at this point we can see the finish line na. So konting tiis na lang ang discipline. Even personally I've cut down on going out para lang kasi na feel ko complacent na yung mga tao baka mahawa na ako and malapit naman na eh. Malapit na yung nandiyan na nagvo-vaccinate na. So I think malapit nang matapos to. So, yep.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, right?
Yep.
Okay. So for our topic for this this session is about what Abel likes to do or at least what his trained and is doing professionally. User experience. Yan. So, gagantihan ko siya doon sa blockchain. Siya yung nagtatanong. Ngayon naman, ako ang magtatanong. So, okay. I guess to start off, Abel, could you enlighten us At least I'll start with the question: what is user experience, diba? I think right now in the in today's society, the more products are launched, the more we become digital. Kasi lalo na lumalakas yung mga GCash, the Grabs. Mm-hmm. I think user experience, or UX for short, to some extent, UX UI or UI UX, yung mga terms na yun are becoming more and more prevalent in a society. Tapos even the normal people, yung mga consumers, naririnig na rin nila. Kasi before, I think this is more of an industry buzzword, mga professionals lang, but now it's becoming more and more prevalent, becoming more and more relevant. So yeah. I guess, Abel, could you enlighten us? What is user experience?
Okay, so by its definition, user experience design is designing or, you know, well, planning out, I would say, the experience of a user with the goal of improving the experience. Kasi I'm saying improving kasi usually naman my existing experience na, diba? It's not like wala. Some people kasi like to define it as creating an experience, but I don't think that's accurate. Na, kasi usually naman you have an experience existing already in any interaction between a user and a product. So, diba, that's experience, interaction between a user and the product. So, UX design is the study or the art. I won't say art. I think it's a cross between science and, or art and the science. Na you improve existing experiences using different methodologies or design thinking methodology to be exact, and using different methods such as research, prototyping, problem framing, things like that, and even testing. So although medyo magulo, I went around. So that's what UX is, I would say. You mentioned then, so kung... pala, you mentioned then UX UI. UX UI is more specific to software products. So when you say UI, that's specifically talking about UI. Kasi may UX naman with any kind of product. A spoon has a UX. It has an experience, diba? A bike, a chair, almost anything. As I said nga, interaction between a user or a human and a product. So, yun, may UX yun. Pero pag sinabi mo UI, with software lang siya.
Okay, so it's... So, kung tama ba kapahintindi ko? So, it's not just... So, it's an entire process, basically, from, I don't know, from branding to design and how you use a certain product. So, lahat yon, it's under user experience or user experience design, as you put it.
UX sort of falls into a bigger umbrella, which is customer experience, diba? I think, or I would say, na branding is within the customer experience. UX, more specifically, is on the journeys nga eh, or yung flows na nangyayari or yung more of the interaction. Although kasama pa rin definitely yung branding, but strictly speaking, in the profession, sineseparate yung branding sa UX. Yun. So I think I should give pala a better example of what UX is, diba? Or user experience design. So think of, kunyari kakain ka ng cereal, diba? Bowl of cereal with a spoon. So, in that experience, yung product is yung cereal and yung utensil na, ano, products yun na ginagamit mo. Yung interface mo dun, okay. Hindi siya user interface kasi software yun siya. Pero yung interface, how you interact or how you manipulate the experience as a user is yung spoon. Kasi you use it to experience the thing, diba? The experience. And then yung experience mo itself, yung eating the cereal. So, kasama dun yung crunchy na texture ng food, ng cereal mismo, yung temperature ng bowl, yung shape ng bowl, yung spoon na hawak mo, kung ergonomic ba siya, kung malamig yung milk, things like that. So those things contribute into the experience itself of eating a bowl of cereal. So in a basic or simple analogy, yun siya.
Okay, I like the analogy that the spoon is the interface to the experience that is the bowl with cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's a good analogy. So next mga follow-ups question ko would be, so me kasi personally ako I deal with technology and systems, puro back end ako, meaning how I enable the experience. So I am curious, are there any principles or framework that you follow as a UX designer?
Okay. So earlier I mentioned design thinking, di ba? But I think before we get into that, I think that's very technical na. Pero in its basic essence or basic form, I think the framework of UX is about creating a great experience or a better experience, diba? And that's defined in three simple terms, or we use three simple terms to define a great experience. So a great experience or a great interaction between a user in the product is, first, it has to be useful, or it helps the user attain a goal. And so, for example, diba, kakain ka ng cereal, dapat yung elements ng experience mo, it will enable you to feed yourself. Yun. And then, next, it has to be usable, meaning madali siyang gamitin. Kasi pwedeng yung bowl of cereal mo, sobrang ikli nung spoon mo na-shoot siya dun sa bowl, di ba? Magagawa mo naman yung mapapakain mo sarili mo.
Right.
Pero pag na-shoot yung spoon sa bowl, hindi na siya usable for you, 'di ba? Kasi hindi mo na siya mahanap, ganun. And then it has to be
sabaw, no?
Okay. Nangyayari palagi. And then it has to be desirable. So dapat masarap siya. Pag soggy na yung yung cereal, di na siya desirable, 'di ba? So using the same example again. Pero technically speaking, as a methodology that UX designers use is something called design thinking. So design thinking is a framework, or I would say a process, that helps designers create or improve experiences nga. So it's not, although I will dictate it in a sort of linear way, pero hindi siya linear. So first is empathizing. So empathizing is being in the shoes of the user. Kasi the UX design, diba, it's between the user and a product nga. It's about putting the user first. So user thinking first. So you have to empathize as a first thing that you have to think of, or you have to keep in mind as a UX designer. And then second is defining the problem that you're trying to solve. So for example, diba, nag-sit na ako sa shoes nung taong kumakain ng cereal, inisip ko na kung yung mga kailangan niya, in-observe ko yung isang taong kumakain ng cereal kasi yan, nag-empathize ako. I-define ko na yung problems na he's having or pain points. Diba? Kasi I've said my experience na, and then you will improve it and define the problems with that. And then next is you ideate solutions. So now that you've defined the problem, you think of solutions on how to solve that problem that you established, and then create a prototype. So creating the prototype is creating the solution that you chose, and then lastly is testing. So important yung testing kasi it feeds back into empathizing. You understand how the user interacts with the solution that you made for the problem that you defined from observation. So umiikot siya, parang ganun. And you can step into any part of the process anytime. Definitely, kasi kunyari, you have an existing na, like the bowl of cereal, di ba, hindi naman siya bagong or novel experience. You're dinadala, although pumasok ka dun sa empathy stage, pwede ka namang dumiretso na nag-ideate ka ng solutions. Kaya makakita ka ng mga different weird products, especially like yung mga, di ba, different shapes of ng baso, different kinds of spoons, things like that.
Yun din ba yung origin story ng spork?
I would think so, di ba? Kasi the problem that people are having there is, kunyari isa lang yung, usually kasi pag may parties, yun, and people are standing up and kumakain, di ba? Hawak mo yung plate on one hand and then the other hand for utensil. Hindi ka naman pwede mag-spoon and fork. So pag spoon lang yung hawak mo, hindi mo matutusok. Kapag pag fork lang, mahirap naman mag-scoop ng food. Although possible naman siya, pero mahirap, di ba? Hindi siya usable, di ba? So, nakagawa sila ng spork. So that's a, they defined the problem and then thought of solutions. Mas for sure, madaming version si spork. Baka may fupun pa. So,
fupun.
I mean, iniisip ko lang kasi spork and then fupun. So, mas, ano siya? Siguro spoon na may, anong tawag doon? Sa spikes. Hindi spokes eh. There's a specific term. Pero yun, may nag-ideate din for sure and then prototype nila. And then, tinest nila. So, yun yung pinaka-effective. And then, they found the solution. So, yun. Yun, design thinking pala, hindi ko na-mention, is, yun nga, is a methodology for finding problems and then creating solutions specifically that UX designers use. Yeah, to be able to improve the experience.
Okay, interesting. I think kasi yun nga, di ba, sa, at least aside ko from a very technical guy, so I never really experienced how the people on the, I want to say on the front who's designing all of these experiences, how they think, how they work, yung mga methodologies na ginagamit nila. So this is really eye-opener for me. So you mentioned a lot. You mentioned product design. You mentioned user experience design. You even mentioned interfaces, experiences, mm-hmm. diba? It kind of got a bit technical, but I want to know, kasi especially for the listeners and even myself who has little knowledge about this, what are the biggest misconceptions about user experience design that you want to demystify, or if given the chance, you can explain further? Kasi usually I ask, diba, I think even a misconception that I have pag sinabi graphic design, oh, it's pretty much similar to, or it somewhat equates to user experience. Kapag gumawa ka lang ng simple website, UX na yan. So yung mga ganun klaseng misconceptions.
Okay. Kasi UX design or UX designer has evolved na rin through the years since I've started 4 years ago. So, na-didikit siya palagi sa graphic designer because usually graphic designers transition into UX design. Pero strictly speaking, graphic design is just part of visual design, which is an aspect within user experience. Diba? I mentioned creating a useful, usable, and desirable experience. Okay. So graphic design contributes to that well. So a graphic designer is just part of the umbrella of UX. Okay? So yun yung how I would identify where they sit, diba? In the table, parang in the under the umbrella. I think the misconception comes from the deliverable of UX designers usually. People or stakeholders tend to think na yung graphic design yung same is same as a UX designer kasi they're hiring them for the deliverable, which is yung kunyari gumagawa ng app, which is the mock-up. Pero yun, that is just the deliverable or the final output of the UX design process. Diba, as I mentioned, there's empathizing, there's defining the problem, ideating, prototyping, then testing. So yung mock-ups fall into prototyping and testing na part, diba, before you test. So akala nila, dahil yun yung nakukuha, yun na yung last. Pero no, a UX designer has to have a process. And yun yung hinahire sa UX designer. What you're getting from a UX designer is the process to execute that process, using different tools within that process to come up with yung mock-ups na kailangan mo. It just so happens na yung last step of that, kasi gagawin mo na nga yung experience, di ba? Paano ako naman nag-i-interface yung experience, di ba, yung mga digital products, user interface, di ba? Yun yung nagiging last thing. Visual siya, kaya people tend to think na graphic designer is UX designers. Pero that's not the complete definition.
Okay, so is it safe to say na all UX user experience designers can do good graphic design?
You have to, definitely. You have to at least understand or be able to direct. I'm a UX designer, pero I wouldn't say that I'm really good in visual or graphic design. I'm decent, definitely. Above average, I would say. But I think a lot more people are better than me because they've been trained there. Diba? Pareho naman tayo nung college na engineering tayo eh. So I wouldn't say I'm on the artistic side. So I had to learn the process, the basics of visual design, yung typography, yung colors, kasi important yun within the experience. Pero that's not the only job there. Kunyari, some teams, kunyari, as a UX designer, strictly, gumagawa ka lang ng flows. So, sasabihin mo lang na, ito yung gagawin ng user na step, the next step nyo to. And then you pass it over to a UI designer who will create wireframes or parang floor plan ng mga pages ng isang app. And then, gagawa nila ng visual design. So, two different roles yon. Kaya nagkakaroon ng UX, UI designers. Kasi sort of nagsasama na siya. Diba, as I've said, UX is a big experience, diba? So, UX, UI designers, by definition, are UX designers who are focused on just the user interface. Kasi pwedeng yun lang naman yung part nung, or yun lang yung, what do I say? Yun lang yung focus nung UX mo. Meaning, how the user interacts with the buttons, yung how the user interacts with yung mga swiping motions, mga ganun, or gestures. So, yun yung ginagawa ng UX, UI. Pero pwede kang UX designer na, okay, ano yung, saan ang gagaling yung user mo? Kunwari, galing ba siya sa Facebook ads and then napunta siya sa marketing page mo and then dinownload niya yung app, di ba? Parang ganun. That's still part of the UX process na you tinker with as a UX designer. So you can be just focused on the experience or the flows and then pwede ka rin nung more specific into the product itself or the user interface itself.
Oh, so nagbabranch din siya from ano? Yung what you call getting leads or getting customers.
That's
so
part
umaabot
of it.
Din yung okay, nag-extend din siya pala doon.
So actually we've talked about it strictly about UX, pero how UX fits into a business. I'm sure na it's part of all or across the all parts of the business. I would say na sales, diba? Because you have to understand what your customers are thinking. Marketing, that's something that you have to understand in the psychology. Kasi UX has a lot of psychology elements din, diba? Empathizing, especially in that phase. So, nandun pa rin yung UX design. And then, nasa product siya mismo or yung sa user interface. Even after sales, diba? User experience is still concerned with yung, kunyari, may reklamo yung customer, diba? Tapos tatawag sila sa'yo, tapos they have to wait. That's still an experience that a UX designer tries to improve. It's still part of yung CX or customer experience kasi mas malaki yung customer experience eh. Kasi, well, medyo off-tangent na siya, pero you think about the touch points pa rin, diba? So, yun, actually, UX is more concerned with the touch points, specific touch points within the customer experience as a whole.
Okay. Okay. You mentioned a while ago, diba, na right now, yun ya, it's a touch point of the user, touch point nila sa mga businesses, right? Tapos yung mga design, and you also mentioned design thinking process that will allow businesses to unearth how would they best interact with their users or their customers. So, I'm just curious, why do you think user experience design should be optimized by big and small businesses alike these days?
You mean the why they should invest in it more?
Yeah. I guess that's a different way to put it. Yeah.
Okay.
Why should businesses, small and big, yun nga, invest in good user experience?
I've never heard it from anyone else yet. Pero I'm sure na-collect ko lang naman siya. I would say kasi, by my own definition, na businesses are businesses exist to solve problems, diba, in society. There's a, diba, business opportunity, you're solving a problem. Design and design thinking and user experience is something that, or a process that's concerned with solving problems then. So, nag-interact silang dalawa, or nag-interact, nag-meet silang dalawa doon.
Nagsisynergize. So,
very, ano, like, mas profound na definition ko. Yun yung how I would answer that question. Pero to be more specific, kasi, syempre, if you can improve the customer experience, that has implications to your bottom line as a business, in your revenue, that's another thing. It allows you to innovate your business and then create more opportunities for revenue for your business, diba? And then even delivery, which is very hot today. I think as you can see now, user interfaces or the internet is the best way to deliver value or deliver business, diba? So you need websites, you need apps with that. Kaya it's a very important thing to invest in as a business. Yeah. We can get into yung revenue, customer experience, and innovation later.
Okay, but if I get you correctly, but basically, really investing in a good user experience would really impact the bottom line of the business. May it be revenue, maybe possibly turnaround time. But yeah, sales, ganun.
Yeah, sige. I'll give you a specific example para magets din ang listeners, diba? So, say na you're selling your product online. You have a website and then you check out process mo is very tedious. Mahaba, ang daming kailangan i-fill out. Ang daming unnecessary. The tendency of users there is to drop yung purchase. Marami, isipin mo, pupunta ka sa tindahan, tapos yung pila, di ba, sobrang haba. Or hindi, sa grocery na lang, bakit tindahan sinabi? Sa grocery, di ba, pag sobrang haba ng pila, ibabalik mo na lang yung, ano mo, yung bibili mo sa next time na lang or parang wag na nga kasi sobrang haba nung hihintayin mo. Right. So parang ganun din yung nangyayari kasi sa websites eh. If mahirap yung form or mahirap yung checkout process, sobrang haba, sobrang daming information inihingi, users will just drop it. So if you invest in good user experience, say you get a UX designer, hey, I need to improve our checkout in our website, and then na shorten yun ng designer into 3 steps, 2 steps, and then users will be able to go through that task or accomplish their tasks in a minute, you will be able to sell more. So revenue directly, diba?
Right.
So that's the concrete example na improve yung bottom line through user experience. Again. And kunwari, kasi in a sales process, sabihin natin B2B ka, if you don't have the proper sales materials to show yung client mo and hindi maintindihan yung sales materials mo na existing or sobrang dami nilang kailangan mm-hmm. tanungin, hindi mo malaland yung sale, di ba? So investing in, actually para siyang sales na talaga, pero optimizing that experience, that sales experience will help you increase your revenue, land more clients, di ba? Kasi you try to think of, you empathize, ano bang iniisip ng mga customer? Ano ba yung mga hindi nila maintindihan dito sa produkto ko, sa service ko? Ano bang problems nila? Ano ba yung mga problems nila na sinosolve nung produkto ko? So, yun yung sasabihin ko sa kanila. Yun yung, right. ano. Diba? Kunwari, nagbebenta ka ng suklay sa kalbo. Hindi, diba? Parang, hindi kahit anong pilit mo doon, hindi siya gagana. Pero pag inisip ko, or nag-empathize ako doon sa customer na, kalbo nga pala siya, so hindi ko walang kwenta yung suklay sa kanya. Parang ganoon. Matatarget mo rin ng mabuti. So you empathize it. Actually, a lot of elements in UX, such as persona, which is the representation of the user, is used in other parts of the business then. Na yung persona, ginagawa yun in the empathizing stage. I don't want to get too technical, pero ginagamit yun sa empathizing stage, di ba? You want to define yung problems nga after. So you create a persona for your sales, for your target customer, then you'll be able to market to them better, sell to them better. Diba? Yung mga ganong kind of examples. So you, that's all UX stuff then.
Okay, interesting. So follow-up question, maybe a quick answer will do. So if that's the case, me as a business, I'm thinking, okay, and earlier kasi na-mention mo, diba, there's a difference between a user experience designer and a graphics designer. So is there any way you could advise na how as a business, for example, is there any criteria or any things I need to look out for to determine whether I really need an enhancement on my user experience or it's really more on I need to revamp the graphics on the website that I have?
Syempre, you need to understand the metrics that you're trying to measure, di ba? So, for example, yung sa website, di ba? Kunyari, yung checkout process. There's a metric that we use called conversion rate. Marketers use that as well. Pero, yung conversion rate, essentially, it means yung kung ilan yung taong pumasok sa website mo and then ilan yung bumili. Yung nag-sale talaga. So, you have to check that and then find yung kung saan nagkaka-problems. So kung mababa yung conversion rate mo, you check out yung, titignan mo yung parts of the experience where they go through. Kunwari, nawawala ba sila agad dun sa homepage pa lang? Baka nawawala sila dun sa website mismo? Kunwari, hindi nila mahanap yung kailangan nila hanapin. So that's a navigation problem. Yung checkout process mo is too long kasi kunyari nag-order sila or nag-add to cart sila and then nag-proceed sila sa checkout pero hindi nila tinapos. So you have to find specific parts of the experience then to understand where you need to invest in. So kunwari, nalaman mo nga sa una na kunya nagda-drop sila sa homepage, there are parang nagda-diagnose kasi ng parang doctor rin eh, yung most of the time yung sort of thinking hat namin. So isipin namin, okay, ano yung mga problems na possible dito? That's one thing na we think, navigation. Hindi ba maganda, baka hindi lang maganda yung imagery, yung photos. Pag yun yung problem, pag yung photos, edi graphic design could be a solution. Pero it's not the first thing that you should think. So you, yun nga, as I've said, you have to empathize and define the problem. So you have to understand first. Diba? So yun. That's okay. How I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. So, okay, so as a business, at the very least, what I'm getting is, I don't want to disregard that it's an experience thing at the beginning. Na baka naman it's a holistic view, na it's really the process on, like you said, how I acquire my customers. How do I ensure that the shopping carts are indeed checked out? Hindi ba matagal, hindi ba hassle yung checkout process ko? Okay. Mm. Tapos if definitively I can say, hindi naman mahirap yung checkout process ko, I think ang problem is baka hindi agad nakikita nung customers ko yung item na gusto nila. Then now it's a graphic design question.
I would say pwedeng navigation. If you tell me na, hindi mahanap nung ko. Kasi usually naman, when I talk to clients or customers, ano yung mga problems na alam nyo? Although, syempre, I have to still diagnose. Kasi, diba, hindi ka naman pupunta nga sa doctor na, may masakit na something. Tapos yung pala, isipin mo agad cancer, pero masakit lang pala ngipin mo. Parang gano'n, or toothache lang pala. Talaga. Kailangan pa rin part of the process pa rin yung understand mo yung problem. So you check out nga yung mga metrics nung where they are. Pero in what you've said, kunwari hindi mahanap ng users, that could be navigation. Pero to understand that well, you do an audit, you do a testing. So what we could do is say, okay, dali natin yung website mo, paggamit ko sa user, papanoorin ko siya habang ginagamit niya. Tapos we call it user testing talaga. So we observe them, we have them think out loud. Okay, ano bang binabasa mo ngayon habang nag-go through sila sa website? Ano bang binabasa mo ngayon? Ano bang tinatry mo hanapin? Or anong hindi mo mahanap? Mga ganon. And then malalaman na namin, okay, ito yung hindi niya mahanap kasi hindi niya maintindihan yung copy. Yung pala, you thought graphic design, pero copywriting pala kasi mali-mali yung nakasulat, diba? Kunyari, electronics, pero masyado palang broad term yun. They want some, kunyari, computer specifically yung hinahanap nila. Something like that.
Okay. Okay, good point. Good point. So, I think for the past, for the past how many minutes you've been talking about it from a business side of view, diba? How can businesses take advantage of this? So I'm curious, shifting my perspective to as the user, so you're talking about user experience, right? As a user, how does a good UX impact me? Or why is it important for me as a user?
It's important to you kasi it will enable you better. You'll be able to do your tasks faster. Find what you need, and then be suggested or be recommended better things. Diba? Kunwari, maghanap ka ng shoes, and then magre-recommend sa'yo. Or even, diba, Netflix. So, user experience yun. Na nare-recommend yung things that you like, or magre-recommend ka ng shows based on the things that you watched and before, or things that you chose before. Diba, there's an onboarding experience na pipili ka ng mga gusto mong movies. So magre-recommend sila sa'yo. So, nade-delight ka rin. It makes things desirable. Not just useful, usable, and then desirable. So, na-enable ka and then makes your life better. Siguro one thing to mention lang is There's the saying in UX na a good experience is invisible. So as a user, if hindi mo napapansin yung design or yan, pag di mo siya napapansin, it means that the experience is good. Kasi hindi ka nagka-problem. Diba? Ang ganun. Diba, like, iniisip mo pa ba yung spoon, yung experience ng spoon? Hindi naman na, diba, ginagamit mo. Kasi well-designed na siya. Madami na siyang iterations. Marami ng improvements sa kanya. Or parang perfect na siya, I think. Unless, diba, there's a disability, hindi ka makahawak. Because you have a different problem.
Iniisip ako ngayon, ano ba yung... Nag-iisipan ko pa ba kung ginagamit ko yung spoon?
Naisip mo na ano, eh, chopsticks hindi pang siomay, diba? Hindi masyadong ano
siya. Hindi, walang problema. Tinutusok lang eh.
Learned experience.
Hindi na nga sinisipit eh. Diba? Ano yun? Good user experience. Sinutusok.
Pero
walang
hindi siya
yung siomay.
Hindi siya intuitive though.
Bakit? Diba mas madali yung convenience tinutusok? Sabi mo.
Well, actually, yun nga, diba? Kung yun yung first instinct mo, ibigay mo sa bata yung chopstick, if gagawin nila, itutusok nila agad. Ibig sabihin, intuitive siya. So, that's one element then of a good UX na user experience na intuitive yung experience. You don't have to give instructions. If you notice ngayon, diba, yung mga software, wala nang manuals. Dati, madami pa. Ngayon, wala na. Kasi, designed na sila to be intuitive, to use old patterns na we're familiar with, and suggestions, psychology, and behavioral science yung ginagamit na concepts to create good experiences and good and intuitive experiences. Yeah. Actually, yung favorite example ko is yung Super Mario, the Super Mario 1. Yung... Napansin mo ba wala naman instructions sa Super Mario?
Wala nga.
Diba? Ano siya eh? Designed daw siya to tell or to teach you agad the game without any instructions. Diba? Kunyari, just to start your screen na nasa left side si Mario and then nakapan siya konti to the right. So you'll think na, okay, I have to go to the right. And then may... Goomba na mga kasalubong. Pag hindi mo, yun ano, pag di mo pinindot yung A button, mamamatay ka. So you know agad na you'd lie if you dumikit ka. So mababangga, ma-headbutt mo yung question mark, may lalabas na mushroom, gano'n. So intuitive lang siya talaga without any experience or without any instructions. Yun yung ano, best example for a good and intuitive user experience. See.
Okay. It's a good example. Kasi I think I would akin more that to level design. So, and I think maybe probably not all has experienced Mario, di ba? Lala na yung Super Mario Brothers talaga, yung pinaka, ano, yung the classic. So, actually, you kind of answered my next question, which is, kasi me, as someone who doesn't really know the difference between a very elegant UX design versus a relatively normal one. Syempre, kung mahirap talaga, even I myself, nasasabi ko, hassle naman eh. But do you have any inspirations? Let's say a mobile app or a website that you think has really good user experience just for me or our listeners to have a benchmark. Oh, when you say a good or a very good user experience, this is what you mean.
I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with the Airbnb app. Pero maganda siya. It's just a gold standard before. Pero I think
Airbnb.
Now...
Airbnb. Okay.
But I think now Instagram is really, really good. And... to think na nag-introduce sila ng mga bagong features like the stories. Hindi naman intuitive yung stories when it first came out. Pero I think it has a really good UX, I would say. Everything makes sense. flows well. Ganun. Although, talking about yung mga things like mga apps like that kasi it sort of treads the line na towards product design. So, user experience or UX UI is more focused on the experience lang. So, I would say mas user-focused siya. How I call myself or what I call myself today is a product designer. Kasi specifically product or parang focusing on the word product, meaning it's a product of a business. Diba? Kasi kunwari, stories is an yung Instagram stories and is an experience created for revenue essentially ng isang business eh. Sige, if you think about how does Instagram make their money, diba? Instagram earns through advertising.
Yep.
So they created the stories experience which makes people, diba, watch ka ng isang story and then mag-move lang siya na mag-move and then they'll catch you with an ad which creates revenue for them on the because on the business side, diba? Kukuha sila ng clients who will run ads on the stories. Diba? So, product design yun kasi the experience was created for, well, still with the user in mind, user experience pa rin. Pero there's a big element of revenue generating eh. Kasi it's still a business, diba? Instagram is a business. So, I think impressed lang ako sa kanila as a product designer kasi yun, they're able to create those kinds of experiences with great UX and great business value.
Okay. Okay, Instagram. Ako pa yung tao walang Instagram na, so hindi ako makarelate.
You're missing out. Pero I'm not sure kasi with TikTok, I don't really use TikTok. Siguro the content hindi lang for me. That's part of the experience pero hindi ko naman, I mean, user-generated yun eh. So there's nothing they can do. You can do it like LinkedIn, diba? I think LinkedIn is pretty good. Although ang dami lang nangyayari within their interface. Pero mas directed na sort of user-generated content siya. Framework, kumbaga. Diba? It's a professional social network. Parang ganun. Kaya,
okay.
Kahit uso yung TikTok, hindi ko, I wouldn't say na yun.
Okay. Alright. Hmm. So, at least, ano, I can, you mentioned Airbnb, right? So, at least that's a good benchmark for me to really know what, and at least for our listeners, to know what a good user experience is. So for me, I think my last question is, even myself personally, I know that it's really a growing discipline, especially here in the Philippines. There are a very few user experience designers that can really deliver the expectations or even beyond the expectations here in the Philippines. What would you recommend or advise to someone if they want to go into UX design? May it be their neophytes, like fresh grad, or someone who wants to pivot their career from something to UX design? Where would you recommend they start?
Siguro, I would say is for them to understand first what they sort of want to do. That's something that I had to find out then through the course of my career. Because as I mentioned, diba, there are a lot of elements to it. There's user research, there's prototyping, there's even facilitating the conversations or the, kasi user or UX design or design thinking has a lot of workshops which I do and I facilitate then. So you have to, I guess I would say, find a specific role that you want to go first. So you could fall into the UX umbrella. And then kasi I just based on my personal experience then, I'm someone who shifted into UX from engineering. I went into it with a general and broad background. So to give you an idea, I took a boot camp, and then the whole user experience umbrella yung, or the whole design thinking yung pinagawa, tinuro sa amin. So the trouble with that is ang dami mong kailangang aralin, and it's gonna be hard to be jack of all trades eh, diba? So it's gonna be hard for you to find a job. So if you have an idea now of what your natural inclinations are, you go with your strengths first. So if you like research, go with user research, which is or user or UX research. If you like if you're more of a creative, go into UI design. So from graphic design, kasi you have very solid visual design background na. Go into UI na. Understand how to create a good user interface. I think that's where you could fall. If you're more of a mass comm person, go into facilitation, which is a very hot and new field today. Medyo secret. Hindi naman secret, pero hindi pa siya I would say nasa grassroots level pa lang, pero papunta na dun in the next few years. So yeah, find what you like to do. If you're more process-based, sa more like me, kasi diba engineering tayo and then processes. So and very, I think more of logical kasi mathematics. UX as a, or UX designers strictly yung you're more concerned with the customer's journey, organizing a process. And UX design could be where you go. With what I'm doing with the people that I work with now, because I have two people working with me. One is from information systems, so medyo ano na siya, mas tech background. He's going at it from prototyping kasi may coding parte for the testing stage. And I'm working with someone who's more of a graphic design background, so she's really, really good already with visual design. And now she's learning the other parts of the process, yung doing user research, doing customer journeys, or yun, understanding the journeys, creating flows, and creating the user interfaces. So yun, find lang where what you're more inclined to, and then specialize there. Para if you want to find a job again, definitely. Kasi ako interested ako in, I would say, yung psychology, which is yung user research. And then I was interested in, well, creating products, creating processes. So I tend to stay there more. And then, although I still do prototyping, I do the pixel pushing pa din. Pero hindi lang siya mag-come naturally to me. Unlike graphic designers. Kasi mabilis na yun eh. I mean, nandun na yung deliverable eh. Yeah. Pero siguro if you're looking for a job in UX, be sure to read the JD, the job description. Kasi it's very, well, at least noong time ko, very notorious siya for very, very bad job descriptions na they'll ask you for coding. You don't have to do that as a UX designer. You don't have to know how to code, actually. Minsan, graphic design lang pala yung gagawin mo. Pero UX yun nakalagay. So, as in, posters, ah. If they say nagagawa ko ng posters, hindi na siya UX design. That's graphic designers. At graphic designers, job na. If you make mock-ups for user interface and you have a graphic design background, that's a good job for you.
So yun, that's it from me. Meron ka pa bang maa-add, Abel, sa mga siguro, napag-usapan natin?
Siguro, the reason why, or I didn't really get into it, pero I think it's important that we talk about it. siguro one thing lang, or hindi pala one thing, medyo mahaba siya, pero I think this would summarize yung at least why we're talking about this. Kasi you mentioned nga na UX nga is becoming a hot thing today. Kasi I would say the main reason is a lot of new products are created. Products meaning mga apps, websites, those are digital products that's used for improving customer experience or delivery. Yan, kasi it's becoming famous because of that, which is the internet, essentially. And then the big value of design for businesses. We touched on it a bit, yung revenue and given examples. But there's still a lot more, I would say, na, especially with innovation. I think that's what makes it really hot right now. Kasi a lot of businesses are trying to, or even big to small ones are trying to capitalize on the internet, diba? To be able to create new value for their customers. And I would say design is at the center of that. Yun nga, finding out the problems and then coming up with solutions. So I think yun yung main reason why it's very important today and in business. So, yun lang.
Well said.
Okay.
Well said, Mr. Maningas. So, given yung mga napag-usapan natin, where can they find you if they want to ask more questions about user experience, or if there's really a problem that they want to ask your help in solving? Yeah. Where can they find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn or just look for Abel Ros Maningas, 10 and 11 design. Guy with a pink background picture. That's me. Or on Instagram, at Abel Maningas. So, but I hope, medyo, at least naintindihan, medyo impromptu, pero I think a proper, or a conversation like this befits more of a presentation, diba, to organize things.
So, actually,
I feel like medyo all over the place and mouthful siya. Pero I think, or I hope na marami ka nakuha dito, Kev, and the listeners.
Yeah, maraming na ano, maraming misconceptions na break. Kasi nga, diba, at least on my end, I rarely interact with user experience designers. Aside from you, I think kaya siyang bilangin sa ano eh, sa isang kamay. So it's really parang it's opportunistic. So there are a lot of misconceptions that I have with regards to UX. So at least I also wanted to take this opportunity to learn, and especially to ano, and to, I mean, to correct some of those misconceptions. Para at least I think it will also help me to know how to engage UX designers well or better, right? Ayun.
Okay. All right. That's great then. I'm happy na may nakuha ka, baka hindi mo naintindihan or magulo yung ano ko eh. But yeah, thanks for the conversation, Kev. Where can they find you naman for blockchain?
Wag ganun, sir. It's your time. Anyway, they can also find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee. Enterprise Architect is my job title.
Okay. For our listeners, thanks for listening to this podcast again. Actually, we're thinking of changing the format of the Discord Hangout. So next week, we'll be in the Discord channel at 8 p.m. Or anong date ulit yun, Kev?
So next Thursday, that's from the time of recording. So it's March 18.
Okay. March 18.
At the time 18, of this, time of this recording.
We'll be in the Discord channel to hang out and answer questions and maybe find more topics to talk about.
If, okay. Kung meron kayong mga observations or trivia about sa Shomai, please. Parang awa nyo na, let me know. Naubusan na ako.
Okay.
Mapipilit na kami magpalit ng pangalan nito eh. Hindi na digital Shoma eh.
Noodles naman.
digital mommy.
Okay, sige. Thanks for the conversation again, Kev. Thanks. Thank you for our listeners.
Thank you, so we Abel. Hope... And pwede rin, they can also find us through our Digital Shomai Facebook page.
Yep. And so look for Digital Shomai. And yun na siya.
Diba? Definitely kami yun.
Okay.
you can feel free to drop a message on Facebook, on Discord. And yeah, we're friendly people. So hit us up. And again, thanks to the remaining true fans. Na if you reach this far, na hindi niya pinatay yung podcast for the first 5 minutes dahil doon sa linya ko. So thank you. Thank you for the support. I'm sorry na si Abel.
Okay.
Wala talaga eh.
All right. Sige. Thanks, Kev. I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Or next week pala.
Next week.
Yeah. See you. All right. Bye.